Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Thursday morning, 6:04.
Woo! And it's Thursday, Mike.
Yep.
Next in line, baby.
The weekend right around the corner. Big night tonight, T-Mobile Arena.
I know!
Game 5.
I think we're going to do this one.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I think we're going to. And I went back to the very first shirt that I bought.
Oh.
So I went back to the original.
Okay.
And whatever that means. Nothing ever works, you know.
Right.
All my theories are shot in the butt, so. Here's the deal, though. Yeah, everyone's sporting their swag. Everybody's wearing their shirts, their hats, whatever. Well, one of our listeners, Michelle Rios, she actually sent me a little thing from... It's Grouchy John's Coffee. They are giving you half off your drinks if you're wearing your game day swag. If you're wearing if you're knighted up.
Wow.
So, yeah, Grouchy John's, go by there. Get half off your coffee this morning. How about that?
Let me give you a little
I know. Listen.
Everybody here is knighted up, taking a big Beasley Media Group picture.
Yeah. Yes, we're going to get the whole crew.
Boy, because if we've never needed it like we needed it today. So.
Oh, man, I know. We really got to rally behind these guys. We really do.
The good news is we pick up a win tonight.
Uh-huh.
And then we don't play again until Sunday.
Yeah.
So you have June Fest Saturday off.
Yes, I was worried.
No reason why you shouldn't show up to the Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater, Rick Springfield, Berlin, and of course Starship with Mickey Thomas.
It's going to be such a fun show. I'm looking so forward to this show. You're talking just a buttload of hits,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Should be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Sunshine today, high 100, 101 tomorrow, 75 now. First dose of some cheap trash, you chatty gossip entertainment tabloid. News coming up.
Well, very sadly, David Cassidy has not left a good legacy. I'll tell you what happened.
All right, more on that and other stories after Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Ray's Cheap, Trashy, Chatty, Gossipy Entertainment Tabloid News.
This is very sad, but in recorded conversations shortly before his death, David Cassidy admits he didn't really have dementia.
Oh.
His memory problems were caused by drinking, and he was lying about having his alcoholism under control. This is really sad. Really sad, and I guess you want to hide behind something else, maybe, when you have a problem like that. But
yeah.
A lot of things have come out. Some recordings have come out, and people have spoken out. It's too bad. Good news, however, Bruce Springsteen will perform at the Tony Awards Sunday night.
That is so odd to me. Who would have ever thought?
I know. But you know, and you've read, and you've seen his show.
Yeah.
People are nuts about this show of his. He's receiving a special Tony Award for the show, Springsteen on Broadway.
It's just wild.
I know. I'm hoping that it comes here because people talk about this show like it was life-changing.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, he's cool. Springsteen's cool. He is. But, I mean, they say this is really something else.
I mean, I think if you even asked him and said, 25 years ago, did you ever think you would be not only on Broadway, but performing at the Tony Awards?
Yeah. You're going to dance with Hugh Jackman? Is that what you're going to do, Bruce? Are you going to do that?
Or Christopher Walken?
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's very cool. Very cool.
It really is. Sad news, but you know, at that age, not unexpected. Jerry Marin. I don't know if you know that name, but you will now. He was the last surviving adult munchkin from The Wizard of Oz. 98 years old. He has passed away.
He was in the three of the Lollipop Guild.
Yes, he was.
For those that don't have the video portion of this radio program, he's the one in the middle.
Yes, that's right. Kills me.
Yeah.
He was cast alongside, there were about 100 others, munchkins, the munchkin mm-hmm. population. He was 4'3". I'm not much taller than that, Mike. I'm just saying. I'm 4'11". I mean, I just met, technically, I should be in a car seat, but so I, wow. He continued to perform after the film's release. He did a lot of mm-hmm. movies, but he says, and I quote him, making The Wizard of Oz was the greatest fun I ever had in my life.
I can imagine.
Yeah, really enjoyed it and did a lot because of it. So, very sad, but 98 years old, a good life. And a big happy birthday. I did this woman's show 26, 27 years ago. Jenny Jones, 72 years old.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe she did Playboy, all of that stuff. Jenny Jones, 72 years old. Look her up, kids. I did her show. That's Painfully Deep Entertainment Report.
She was here, then she was gone.
Yes, exactly. All sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment, so many stages, so many venues. Why would you go anywhere else?
You had mentioned David Cassidy in your entertainment news.
Yes.
And how the fact of the matter is he came out and said, you know what, I really don't even have dementia.
Yeah.
It's all because of alcohol. And
so sad.
The way he went out was very sad.
Yeah.
So I went through our archives, mm-hmm. Carla, 10 years, this is about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He had that show for a while, and when I say a while, that's being nice.
Yeah, just a few months.
Ruby and the Rockets.
Yes.
It was loosely based on the Partridge Family.
Right.
So he was the rock star.
Right.
The family was the band. And so we talked about, he was on the phone promoting that, but mm-hmm. we talked about quite a few things, talking about the first time he met Paul McCartney.
I showed up at the NARM Awards, and we won Song of the Year, Record of the Year. And McCartney, who was at the time, I was 20, and I, like 2 million others, I bought an electric guitar the next day. To be in the same room with McCartney at the time was like, oh my God. And I thought, and you know, the whole buzz was actually McCartney showing up for this. So when they announced, and the winner is I Think I Love You.
To give you an idea of how big they were, the song I Think I Love You beat out Hey Jude.
Yeah.
As Song of the Year that year.
Wow.
At the NARM Awards.
Oh my God.
And the fact that Paul McCartney even showed up was amazing.
But yeah.
That was David Cassidy about 10 years ago. And, of course, he had a residency.
Yeah, he was in EFX also, the one that Rick Springfield took over after David Cassidy. So,
again, very sad the way he goes out. But, boy, we always had a good time with him when he called in. Playing the hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. 96.3 KKLZ with Mike and Carla's Project H2O, collecting cases of bottled water for the Salvation Army. And, of course, when you donate 4 cases or more, pick up a $25 gift card for Above the Crust Pizza or those tickets for Steel Panther at the House of Blues.
Excellent.
Details on our website at 96.3KKLZ.com. I don't know how many other people this has happened to, but listen to this story out of North Carolina.
Man, I know this has happened to some people. So his name's Eric Gabriel, and out of Waxhaw, North Carolina. So he got a check from B of A, his bank, for $1 million.
Oh, wow.
$1 million.
Mm-hmm.
A mistake, he says. It was mistakenly sent to us. But I sent it back, but I prayed with my family before returning the check.
What, that it comes back to you?
Yeah, exactly. That's a huge amount of money.
But that's what you have to do, right? You have to send it back. They're going to catch up to you.
If they got a check for $1,000... maybe that'd be different, but $1 million, come on.
Once you go to cash it, the flags are going to be up that you have $1 million check from Bank of America.
I'd like to cash this if I sign the back of it. I sign the back, and my account number's on there.
I'd like it in one.
Here's the thing. I know everybody gets those, you know, that junk mail.
Right.
You have a check for $150 or whatever.
Yeah.
That has never happened to me. I've never had a mistake that big in my my life.
I'm trying to think. At work, once when I worked at Channel 3, I got like something happened and I went right in. It's like, well, something's wrong here.
Yeah.
And sure enough, there was something wrong. But I don't think in good conscience I could do that. Now, I kept the extra 20 that shot out of the ATM years ago.
Right. Well, that's different. They can't prove that. When your workplace comes back and says, oh, by the way, that extra $5,000, we need that back. Well,
what?
I spent it. Well,
then. I know. No, I didn't think it was a mistake. I didn't know.
Here's what we'd like to know. What's the biggest mistake that ever happened in your favor?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Whether you had to give the money back or not.
Right. I mean, at the grocery store, the ATM, in the mail.
Yeah, something.
Oh, wow.
Because if I were to see that, I would know automatically I'm being punked or something, or there's a joke.
Right. I don't know that I'd have even returned it. I probably would have just torn it up because it's a scam.
I would have waited until they called me.
Yes. There you go. You know what? I'm just going to wait a little bit because I want this to clear when I catch it.
702-739-9636. What was that mistake in your favor? Could have been a mistake, but maybe not. I don't know. Text or call. The biggest mistake in your favor, like what happened in North Carolina. This guy got a check in the mail from his bank.
Yeah.
For $1 million.
$1 million.
He knew he had to turn it back in.
Yeah.
Which he did.
Right. Got the family together before that, though, and prayed about it, hoping maybe it would, you know, come back to him, I guess.
Maybe the bank would say, hey, listen, just for your honesty,
you go ahead and keep the money.
Yeah.
One of our listeners says, I had a bank teller give me $800 too much, and I initially left with the cash, and then I thought, no, I feel awful, so I returned it. The teller gave me a very nice thank you card and a bunch of chocolates. That's very sweet, because she couldn't give you money. It's the bank's money.
Right.
She couldn't do that.
It's not her money.
No.
Okay.
Now, this is interesting, because Angela says it was actually at your place, I guess our studio. She said, I came to pick up tickets, and there were 4 tickets in there instead of the 2 that I had won.
Oh.
So I said, you know what, I don't think these are mine, and gave them back.
Wow.
She could have very easily kept those tickets, but she didn't. That was very sweet.
Very nice.
Yeah, that was very nice. Thank you for being so honest.
Mike, what about you? What happened?
Well, about 2 years ago at work, I had a $12,000 direct deposit for a commission check that didn't belong to me.
And how long did you wait before you fessed up?
Same day.
Good man. Good man. But gosh, how nice. Didn't you for a minute, though, think, huh, I did pretty well.
Yeah, probably for a couple hours I thought about that.
You have to enjoy it for at least a couple of hours.
You do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But what goes around comes around.
Yeah, that's true.
So with that said, did it come back to you tenfold later?
No, still waiting.
That sucks. You do a good thing, you get nothing.
Yeah, exactly. But that's all right.
Thanks for the call.
Rita, what about you? What happened to you?
I moved into an apartment. And the landlord wanted me, said, you want this table, you want the couch, you want this a radio, turntable. I said, no, I don't want anything.
All right.
So he kept the turntable. A year later, he goes, are you sure you don't want the turntable? And I go, yeah, I'll take it, because I bought the one just exactly like it.
Okay.
So I kept it. I took it apart so I can get parts for my new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I found plastic bags. And in these bags were 3 Ziploc bags of $22,000.
What?
I'm hyperventilating, don't know what to do. So what I did, little by little, donated $1,000 to my church in Namasee. I have a little bucket with names where I want to donate the rest of the money because I don't deserve any of that money. So where I'm going to donate the money.
Uh-huh.
I have $10,000 left.
Yeah.
And I have names who I want to donate the money. And every week I'm going to pick a name out. Like, thank you. MS, my daughter has. My dad has Alzheimer's.
Well, you're a do-gooder, aren't you? Which is really nice.
Mike and Carla.
Yes.
Add those two to your list now.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Wow. Plenty of sunshine today, tomorrow, right through the June Fest weekend. High in the low 100, 75 now, and Billy Idol, KKLZ. Summertime means vacation, so a lot of people are going to be driving all over the place. Maybe not as many as last summer, because gas prices, they say, Carla, are at a record high.
Yeah, they say that like 40% of the people out there, this was a Gallup poll, they polled quite a few people across the country. And they said, not going to be taking a vacation and not driving this summer. Gas prices have gone up 40 cents a gallon on average since the beginning of the year. That's a huge, huge jump. And they say they're probably going to keep going up, too, this summer, which sucks.
And a lot of experts will pass along tips on how to save gas.
Yeah.
Like fill up at night.
Right.
Not during the heat of the day.
Yeah, so it doesn't expand on you.
Ride a bicycle. Walk somewhere if in close proximity.
Right.
Take a bus, Uber.
Right. Don't gun it when you are getting out of a light or a stop sign. Mm-hmm. Just touch the accelerator.
I had a friend that would turn off his car at the light to save gas.
Oh, see, I don't know that does it.
I said, I think you spend more gas when you start it up. I'm not a mechanic.
Right. I think you're right about that, though. I'm not a big drive-through fan, but God forbid I have to wait at a bank or something like that, I'll shut my car off. If it's going to be for a few minutes, I will do that.
I had another friend that said the same thing. You know where people waste the most amount of gas? I said, no, where? in drive-thrus.
Yeah. I hate drive-thrus anyhow.
Just park the car, get out, stop it, you know, turn it off, get out, go in, then come back out and you're on your way.
Exactly. And you get a little exercise, people. How about that, huh?
Who would have thought?
Yes.
Any other tips we're missing where you can save gas? We'd love to hear from you this morning. 702-739-9636. Kind of like a public service.
Yes, that's right.
On the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Text or call. We'd love to hear from you. AC/DC, and you shook me all night long, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla. And we were talking about this earlier over the summer, ways to save gas. Gas prices have gone up, and they're a little bit ridiculous. We were talking about different ways you could save gas.
Well, I don't totally disagree with David. David said, first of all, I think we should outlaw drive-thrus.
Really?
Yeah. Cars sitting in those lines contribute to that brown smog that you see in the valley. Not to mention, they just waste gas by running for so long. I think that's a great idea. Absolutely.
And I always tend to get behind that person that's ordering for the whole office.
Oh, geez. I know. And it just takes forever. Special orders, too.
Just bag after bag after bag. Yes. And it's like, I just want a hamburger.
That's my thing, too. You know what? Like the 12 items or less line at the store, you can't order over, you know, two or three things, maybe, because it just takes even longer.
Janet's on the phone. Janet, what's up?
I'm a test driver, evaluator for these newer cars.
Really?
And they have a feature on it that you, when you come to a stop, if your foot is down on the pedal far enough, the vehicle goes into like a shutdown mode to where the gas is not running.
It powers down.
Yeah, Mike was just talking. We were talking about that off the air. That's cool.
That's very cool. Yeah. Janet, thanks a lot for the call.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
Hey, go Knights, go.
Yeah, go Knights.
A little suspect of her.
Wait a minute. You caught me off guard.
You know, I drove one of those cars and it freaked me out the first time it happened.
Feels like it stalled.
Yeah. Elton John, 737. Earlier, we were talking about little tips, little things you can do to save gas as you drive around during the summer. Chrissy's on the phone. Chrissy, go ahead. Tell Carla your little thing.
I was running low on gas. So I've learned that if you put your car into neutral and coast, once you get it going, that saves on gas.
I know people who do this. I don't know if it actually saves gas because your car is still started, still running. But I know a lot of people who do that. We used to drive back from Lake Tahoe and just try to coast down the hill. Down the hill, Mike, this windy road, and save gas. Because, you know, we were, you know, 17.
I had my VW convertible.
Right.
And I would do that a lot. If I was going downhill, I would just put it in neutral.
Yeah. And just
and thinking the same thing. Again, I don't know if that's true. Maybe there's an auto mechanic out there that can verify that.
Yes, I would love to know.
Christy, what about you? The weirdest, wildest, wackiest way you've tried to get the most money out of your gas?
Get this. When they're pumping gas, they put the jack underneath the car.
What?
And make it tilt over like the tank is a little bit up. So it can get every last drop of what they paid for. So all the gas can go in there and nothing. And then they're raising the hose to make sure that every single drop comes out of that hose.
It's still only going to hold so much.
Honey, I'm going to pump the gas. You get the jack out.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Kids, hang on, okay? The back end's going to come up a little bit.
I can't even imagine what I would think or do if I saw somebody doing that and asked, what are you doing? Well, I want to get every drip.
Yeah.
Every piece of gas I can. So what I do is I jack up the back of my car.
Yeah, that's a guy thing. It's got to be a guy thing.
That is freaking hilarious. Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 8:05 Thursday morning, and of course it's Project H2O. Project H2O, we're collecting bottles of water, cases of bottled water for the Salvation Army. It's going to be a hot summer, and it's our second annual.
Yes.
So all we ask is that when you come by the radio station or make a trip by the grocery store, pick up a couple of extra cases of bottled water, drop it off here at 2920 South Durango. We're a freestanding building if you've never been here. And for four cases or more, You can pick either a $25 gift certificate to Above the Crust Pizza, two locations, soon to be a third.
Yeah.
Or those tickets for Steel Panther if you want to rock out at the House of Blues.
We have a listener who's coming in to pick up Junefest tickets this morning and said, I'm coming over as soon as I stop at Smith's for four cases of water to drop off.
Love it.
Yeah, so now, do I. Yeah, if you win tickets, you know what? Do it.
Just give back.
Yes.
Our goal is 500 cases. That's our goal. We'd like to exceed that, but that's what we're shooting for. Second annual Mike and Carla's Project H2O. If you want more details, just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine today, going to be nice right through the weekend. High 100 today, 101 tomorrow, 85 now. Another dose of some cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy. Or David tabloid news coming up.
Everyone's back for the sequel to Top Gun, including this guy.
All right, we'll talk more about that, plus some other stories after the Rolling Stones and Miss You.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Rae's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy, entertainment tabloid news.
Other rock stars say that Dave Grohl is the nicest guy on earth and probably has more fun than all other rock stars combined. A couple years ago, he fell off stage, broke his leg.
I remember that.
Yeah. So he was doing a show there earlier in the week, same place. And he hired a stunt double to run out, hype up the crowd, then fell off the stage.
Because he played at the same place where it happened. So.
Exactly. Yeah, after a few seconds, he came out and said, it's okay, no, but everything's okay, it's fine. Neil Schon, it's the ongoing question. He says, people ask me all the time, will Steve Perry ever come back to Journey? He says, no, he's not going to come back to Journey as it is, but I still hope that he and I can work together in the future on something different, maybe even a song for a movie, something like that. After speaking with him at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year, I just felt we'd work together again, but I'm not chasing it. I feel that things have to happen naturally, but I definitely want to do something with him in the future. I hope that happens.
You know what would be cool? I forget who put it out. I think Bon Jovi was like one of the first to do it. That Unplugged series.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was him and Richie Sambora. Just sitting there on a couple of stools, and then a bunch of other artists did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think that would be a cool way to come back with him, to come back.
That would be very cool.
You know, with Neil on guitar.
Do like a Storytellers, like VH1 used to do Storytellers.
Perfect.
Acoustic, talk about the songs. That would be really cool.
If I were a producer with a bunch of money, that's what I would suggest.
Yeah, you don't have to sound, I mean, it's a little quieter. You don't have to push it too much. Yeah, that'd be cool. And Val Kilmer has been spotted with the cast and crew of Top Gun, the sequel. Sources say he is indeed in the movie. And this song right here, Kenny Loggins says he's going to redo this song, but he'd like to get a younger rock act to do it with.
Oh.
So this would be cool, actually, with like the Foo Fighters, something like that.
Yeah, Dave Grohl.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Now, do you think the volleyball scene would still be the same?
Do I need to see all of them with their shirts off now?
Val Kilmer and Tom Cruise.
I hope it's
Maverick.
I hope it's their sons. I hope it's Little Goose and Little Mav.
Hang in the pool.
Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah, or the guys in, exactly, with the pool up to the neck. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be better. Oh,
standing on their tippy toes.
I actually look forward to seeing what they do with this. Was the first one great? It was great because it was of the time. But it will be interesting to see what they do with this. And listen, coming up 15, 20 minutes, we will share some of our conversation with Junefest headliner Rick Springfield. For now, that's your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report, sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment. So many stages, so many venues. Why go anywhere else?
Former Junefest headliner Pat Benatar, Invincible, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla. Of course, Junefest 2018 this Saturday night, Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. Headliner Rick Springfield is on the phone. And what did we find out a couple of weeks ago? His real last name is Springthorpe.
Yes!
But we also found out that your parents actually wanted to name you Howard?
Yeah. my career would have taken a completely different path if I'd been Howard Springthorpe.
Well, Rick, we were commenting on that even prior to that, saying that that's a name that nobody names their child anymore is Howard.
Well, they don't want him getting beat up.
Well, no.
Well, but when I was born, it was the Rodgers and Hammerstein, you know, musicals like South Pacific and all those kind of movies were playing. My parents loved those. And there was one of the most famous singers in that era was named Howard Keel.
Right.
So I think my mom kind of went, yeah, Howard, that's a cool name.
Yeah.
And I loved your dad's comment. No, Howard rhymes with coward.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not naming.
It would have been Howie.
Listen, if I were a boy, I heard years later that somebody in my family liked the name Bartholomew. So, thank God I was a girl. Gee.
Wow.
Yes.
A tougher one than Howard.
Yes, it's even worse.
You could actually short that to Bart.
To Bart, yeah, but still. Bart, yeah.
And Rick, talk about the new album that came out a couple of months ago. Did you have fun doing that?
Yeah, it was great. It's a very different record for me, and it's got a lot of reaction, both mostly good, but some people kind of were a little upset by some of the songs, just, you know, the things I was saying. But it's, you know, that's what art is. It's free speech.
Listen, we all love on the other end hearing all the greatest hits, of course. But I can't imagine that at times you just think, geez, really? Do I have to do this again? I want to do something different.
Yeah, well, it's one of the reasons I keep writing and recording is because it keeps the live show exciting for us. We play all the old songs, even do a medley of, you know, like a bunch of hits, too. But it shoots new energy into the show when there's new songs to play. We actually just pulled out Souls, which was a song from like 1983 that was a single, actually, that was like a top 20 single. So we just pulled that out and started playing that again. And even just doing something like that, you know, it makes it exciting for us. You look forward to kind of the songs that you don't do all the time.
Rick Springfield, looking forward to it Saturday night, KKLZ's June Fest, Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater.
Yeah, I have a rocking band. It's monsters. It's going to be great.
Our entire visit with Rick is already on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Check it out.
Excellent.
We do have tickets to give away, and we'll do that in about 8 minutes from now and be Big Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
There's Poison, Every Rose Has Its Thorn, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 8:38. June Fest, Saturday night. It's going to be at Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. Rick Springfield headlining. Oh, I thought you were going to play something else.
Well, for after.
No, you don't have to play that.
Oh, okay.
No, you don't have to play that.
You
there you go.
Here. Okay.
You don't want any instrumental Shakira?
I do.
Shakira.
I do.
Shakira.
Rick Springfield, Terry Nunn Berlin, and Starship with Mickey Thomas. Saturday night. Looking forward to it. Got tickets to give away. Being Thursday, it's another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater. Fais l'amour avec moi.
What the hell are you saying, baby?
Viens dormir mon amour.
I asked you not to talk to him.
Je t'aime donne-moi ton cœur ce soir.
Oh, crap, I'm begging you.
Huh?
Went a little international.
What? It's a Rick Springfield song.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
All you have to do is, by title, identify the Rick Springfield song from those lyrics.
I had to learn French real quick.
She's going through Rosetta Stone and glossary.
Pronounce. Some I know, some I do not.
All right, one more time. Here it is.
Fais l'amour avec moi.
What the hell are you saying, baby?
Viens dormir mon amour.
I asked you not to talk to him.
Je t'aime donne-moi ton cœur ce soir.
Oh, crap, I'm begging you. And I'm sure he'll do that song Saturday night. So.
He will. Oh, he will.
All you have to do is identify by title that Rick Springfield song. After we get through news, traffic, and weather, of course, we'll look with, starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for June Fest with another segment of Thespian Musical Theater.
Fais l'amour avec moi.
What the hell are you saying, baby?
Viens dormir mon amour.
I asked you not to talk to him.
Je t'aime donne-moi ton cœur ce soir.
Oh, crap, I'm begging you. All right. So am I. All right, from those lyrics, all you have to do is identify the Rick Springfield song by title. Rich, what song are we talking about?
Is it Don't Talk to Strangers?
Wow.
That's it. Good job. We figured that might be a little easier because that's the only song where there's a little French in it. So.
And when he said, I don't want you to talk to him, that was the good clue.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Hell, I don't want you talking to him.
That's how you said it.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly how Rick will do it Saturday night.
Well, Rich, you got the tickets. June Fest, Saturday night, Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater, Rick Springfield, Terry Nunn Berlin, Starship featuring Mickey Thomas. Don't forget, get there early. The Mike and Carla pre-concert party with the pool party, food and beer garden. That starts at 3. Oh, we're also going to throw in a $50 gift certificate, Desert Birkenstocks. It's all from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Thanks a lot for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And, oh, give us your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by In-N-Out Burger. Now, that's what a hamburger is all about. There's a new ketchup out that's based on Nickelodeon's green slime. It tastes like normal ketchup, only it's bright green.
Oh, okay.
Does that matter to you?
It sounds great. Yeah, it does. Green food bothers me.
I'm not a big ketchup guy in the first place.
No, me neither.
If you want it, it's exclusively available at the Walmart.
Okay.
At the Walmart there.
All right.
Talking about Walmart, a cop in Washington busted a couple having sex in their car in a Walmart parking lot over the weekend. It turned out the woman actually had a warrant for her arrest. Both of them had been banned from Walmart properties.
Wonder why.
Can't imagine. We just want some green ketchup.
Oh, my God.
Plus, they had drugs in the car.
Oh,
and it just, you know what? You got to think this through, people.
Yeah, you do. You do. I'd like to think this one through. $1 billion idea, I'm telling you. It's like Uber, but it's for spiders. A 22-year-old woman in England. Her name is Demi. She is very afraid of spiders. So, last week, she saw a big one in her house. She ordered some food to have it delivered, like Uber Eats. When the driver got there, she said, "Can you come in and kill this spider?"
Oh.
And he did. He came in, got it off the ceiling, flushed it down the toilet. Yeah. No word on how much she tipped him. I hope she tipped him well. I hope she kept him over. Jeez.
See, so next week, if there's a light bulb out or something.
Yeah. Yes. Uber Handy or something like that. Maybe not that, but something like that to that effect.
Okay.
And this is such a great story. A New Jersey State Trooper Michael Patterson, he stopped an older retired police officer because he was speeding, and he was stunned to find out that this older police officer delivered him.
Oh.
Yes. October 5th, 1991 was when he was born. He responded to the call, and mom was outside of a store, and she was ready to have the baby.
Well, you can't give that guy a ticket.
No, and he gave him a warning and sent him on his way. He said, "Hey, thanks. Tip of the hat to you. I'm good. I'm okay. It is Thursday. That's your other news."
Phil Collins in the air tonight, 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show, as we do every morning, wrap up the show with a feel-good story that will hopefully keep with you throughout the entire day in a feature we like to call...
Tell me something good.
School lunch lady. Actually, they say that it's her favorite lunch lady. Deborah Davis is her name. She just got a car as a gift from her students because she's been driving a really beat up Chevy Malibu. It's a 74 Chevy Malibu, and it's in horrible shape. Well, a couple of charities got in touch with the students, and they donated a 2014 Mazda to her.
Wow.
Students in the auto mechanic program fixed up some things that needed to be fixed up, and they presented it to her, and she was quite happy. Very, very happy.
See?
Yeah. I know. I like that the kids are now doing something for the teachers. I love that.
I love that story, too.
Nice story.
Any good story that you have, a feel-good story, you can submit it through our website on the Mike and Carla Morning Show. There's a place where you can click, has all the information. We'd love to hear your feel-good story, so do that. Just go to 96.3kklz.com. Click on the Mike and Carla page. It'll take you right there. Otherwise, to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, going to do that next, sponsored by Bic Flex. Join the millions of guys who use Bic Flex razor, smooth shave, smooth price. Bic Flex. coming back tomorrow morning, Friday, to wrap up the work week.
Yes, and we will absolutely have more tickets to June Fest. It will be the last of them, of course, being Friday, Saturday, Rick Springfield, Berlin, Starship. We've got them all. You'll want to join us. We'll have tickets for that. Also, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard will come in to talk about all of the new movies that are opening this weekend.
Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have another pair of June Fest tickets to give away. 11:40, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, catch up, keep up with the Mike and Carla Morning Show and a podcast of this show or showbiz news interviews, all that and more right there on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Like I said, go to the website, click on Mike and Carla. It'll take you where you need to be. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. And we are back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today. KKLZ.